bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Starting this week, Macca, there was some talk about the performance of the Australian Olympic team, who have returned from Rio and not as many gold medals as people expected and blah, 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 all of that crap. This week in Rio...
They're Olympians. They're there because...
They are the best at what they do here.
The best of what Australian sport can offer, and people who criticise it, you know what? Try typing with both hands, guys.
Exactly. Somebody else who makes a wonderful contribution to Australian sport is Darren Boyd. He is calling the Paralympics for the ABC. Boydie, welcome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. But actually, Channel 7 is covering the Paralympics.
Are they really? I thought it was the ABC.
Yeah. No. We're not on the ABC anymore. It's all Channel 7. So I think it's going to be predominantly on 7.2.
Right.
And maybe 7 Mate as well. I don't think there'll be some interviews and things on Sunrise, but so that's where you'll find it.
I imagine it's Wednesday. I imagine it's not. There's not as many advertising dollars in Paralympics, but the medal tally is going to be extraordinary. We did incredibly well in the previous Olympic Games in London, and you get the joy of calling some of these extraordinary young people who are there representing Australia, who are also Olympians in every possible way. Is this your first Paralympics?
No, this will be my third.
Oh, you're not old enough.
I was in London for the Summer Paralympics, and then in Sochi for the Winter Paralympics 2 years ago. So very different experiences, the summer and the winter. And the Winter Games, we only had, I think Australia only had sort of 10 or 11 athletes from memory, but we're going to send a team to these Paralympics of a couple of hundred. And I forget the exact number, 195 sort of comes into mind, but it's around that mark. And we've got medal chances in every sport, pretty much. From sailing to wheelchair basketball, to obviously athletics and swimming, where we'll have really, really strong teams.
It's to my mind, I think it's far more inspiring watching the Paralympics as much as it is the Olympics. There, you know, we know about the Campbell sisters, we know about Andrew Bogut and Della Vadova in the basketball team. We know about our incredible rowers and cyclists and all of that. There's a lot of beautiful stories. There's one in particular, a young fella by the name of Ahmed Kelly. His story, I think, is fascinating, and many people will remember Krishna and Trishna, some co-joined twins that were separated, and the woman who assisted in getting those twins to Australia.
Moira
Kelly has adopted these two young men. Correct me if I'm wrong, they're from Iran or Iraq?
Iraq.
So Ahmed is you've never met anyone that is so full of spirit. He swims for Australia. He's heading to these Paralympics, and just a fascinating story in how they came to be here, and the inspiration that you can draw from them.
I think that, so Ahmed and his brother Emmanuel, I mean, they're both stars in their own right. I mean, Emmanuel's a singer, and I think he sort of shot the prominence on
Australian Idol or The Voice, or one of those.
The X Factor, or it was one of those, one of those, to be blunt, Pete, one of those shows that I don't watch, but it was on one of those talent shows. And Emmanuel's a sensational singer, and Ahmed's real talent is in swimming, and, he competes in a... He competes in breaststroke events, and look, the way the swimming's structured, as I spoke to Macca a little bit about a week or two ago, the swimming's structured, so it all depends on your level of impairment. So it's not like, so certain sports at the Paralympics, if you are an amputee, an arm amputee, you'll compete against other arm amputees, and if you're a leg amputee, the same. Whereas in swimming, it all depends on the level of impairment. So Ahmed's got impaired function in both his upper and lower limbs, and has amputated is an amputee as well, and so he's sort of competing with people of a similar impairment. And he was in London, and he swam some personal best, and he was a bit disappointed with some of his other times. But
no, he was close to winning a medal in the 50 breast in London. He missed out coming fourth. Yes.
Yeah, that's right, and so I think that he'll be looking for more personal best, and that's ultimately what it's about. And the medals, you know, the medals are important, but for most of these athletes, it's all about swimming their best on the biggest stage.
And you know, they may not win the physical race, but certainly can win their class and end up with a gold medal. And we saw in the trials a lot of world records, particularly in the swimming, to some of our Australian Paralympians.
Yeah, without a doubt, and look, that's what I'm excited about. I'll be calling the swimming. There's been a bit of drama actually in the last 24 hours for the Australian team, because we've had one of our cyclists has been sent home
tested for EPO
violation.
Yeah,
for he tested positive to EPO, which is one of the drugs that Lance Armstrong and his merry men were on all those years ago in the Tour de France. So it's a real disappointment.
An out-of-competition test, so not within competition, but it's still enough to have him prevented from going, isn't it?
Yeah, so Michael Gallagher, he won gold in Beijing and also in London. So, you know, but look, I suppose that's the other side of the coin, Pete. You know, you've got some athletes that are over there just to try and compete and do their best, but then you've got these other athletes who just really want to win. And they want to win at all costs. And look, who knows what I'm? You know, I'm not going to convict Michael Gallagher here. You know, he's got a B sample and there's a process to run. But clearly, his A sample has tested positive, and the Australian Paralympic Committee has decided to send him home. If it is the case that he's found guilty of a doping violation, you know, again, it just shows that a lot of these athletes are preparing. That this is the pinnacle. This is, you know, they have the opportunity to be the best in the world, and it means a bloody lot to them.
A question around the Russian Paralympics team. Is there as much of a cloud over the Russian Paralympics team, now that you're talking doping, as there was over the Russian Olympics team?
They've been suspended. They are not participating at the Games. So I think the actual answer to your question is no, there isn't. But the International Paralympic Committee took no... just didn't want to enter into the debate. They just said, no, as far as we're concerned, we think there's enough evidence of state-sponsored doping. And let's not forget that, you know, Sochi, the Russian, there was a home Olympic Games for Sochi in the Winter Games, and there were a lot of gold medalists, and so maybe there are some clouds over it. So the IPC just said, no, Russia, you're banned, you're out. And good on them, they took a stand.
And you're right, good on them. There's a couple of people I think we should be watching. Daniel Fox is one of them. He's one of our swimmers. And I think our superstar in the pool is Ellie Cole for these games as well. She's going to blitz the world. And I can't wait to see some of the races. I'm a bit of a swing fan. So I think Ellie and Daniel will be some heroes. Is Matt Cowdery calling, do you know, for Channel 7?
He's calling with me, Pete, so he'll be my expert commentator.
And
so,
he is one of the nicest young men I think you would ever have the pleasure to meet. He's a former Olympian, he's an Olympian from I think, the previous three games in Beijing, London, Athens?
And Athens as well, yeah. Matt's actually Australia's Paralympic record holder as far as gold medals won. Mm. So I forget the number, to be honest. I better brush up on that. I think it's 16. I think he's won 16 gold medals for Australia in Paralympic competition. He was a sensational swimmer, very intelligent and pleasant young man.
Oh, he's a superstar.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to spending time with him and the athletics. I know Macca was talking a week or two ago when we were chatting. You were talking about how much, I think you and Ian were talking about how much you enjoyed Dave Colbert's commentary of the track and field, the Olympic Games, and Dave will be doing
the Paralympic Games as well,
with Heath Francis as his expert, and Heath's also a multiple Paralympic gold medalist in the sprint event. So we've got all the bases covered on Channel 7's coverage. It'll be great.
Now, very quickly, no footy this weekend, but our Australian netball team confirming their place in the world as the best and pretty much unbeatable.
Yeah, they're dynamite, and look, I mean, I guess New Zealand New Zealand does beat them every now and then, and I think the Poms might have actually beaten them once in the last 4 years, but they are a sensational outfit.
Great game against the Poms a couple of days ago, a win by about 20 goals, and I think they're playing again this weekend against the Silver Ferns.
Yes, right. It sounds like you're a bit more across that schedule than me, Pete. I'm sorry.
You know me in the sport, Boydie, me in the sport.
I was actually just reading an article about the women's game tonight, which will also be live on TV. Women's football,
The Melbourne and Melbourne Western Bulldogs.
This has been a great fixture in recent years. So I must admit, though, I've never watched one of the games, so I'm actually looking forward to, to checking it out tonight.
Are you watching it on the box, or are you going to head to Whit Noble and have a bit of a gander?
No, I think I'll watch it on the live TV tonight. So that will. I'm really looking forward to actually seeing it.
Excellent. And Boydie, before you go, congratulations to you and Shannon on your announcement in the last little while that you guys are going to have a little Boydie running around.
Yes, thank you, Pete. It's going to be exciting. Life's going to change in January.
It sure is. So we'll wish you. We won't wish you a happy Father's Day because that hasn't happened yet. But good luck with the call. We'll talk to you hopefully during the games.
You kicked a goal, mate. Well done.
I'm not touching it. You're both far too close to me to mention. Congratulations. Good to talk to you, mate, as always. We'll catch up with you maybe through the games broadcast next week if you're allowed. If not, we'll catch after the games.
Thanks, Pete. Appreciate it.
Good on you, boys.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.